from protein substitutes to food waste and food packaging, what are some trends for 2019? Rosalie Cunningham, coordinating researcher with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, dropped by the studio to fill us in.
Now, I've taken these from a variety of sources, and they are by no means all of the trends named by various chefs, food writers, other industry experts, or the ones in the magazines. I chose to highlight those that were ones that were on multiple lists and I could group into themes, or ones I generally found interesting. But I kind of stuck to ones that were relevant to Alberta producers and processors. The four that I kind of chose to look at was, number one was the resurgence of frozen. Frozen food has become more appealing to consumers in the last couple years. It's no longer that sad bag of veggies that is more suited to icing your knees than cooking up. And a lot of that is because there are higher quality products, a wider variety of meals, that you're not just getting a vegetable medley or that sad TV dinner, and the realization that frozen is actually quite healthy and convenient, and the freezing allows for the retention of many of the nutrients after harvest. A second such trend is all things plant-based, and there's a whole bunch under here. One of them called it rooted and ravishing, so these are vegetable-centric main dishes that are come from root vegetables, so parsnip, yams, even white potatoes, and it's a main dish that kind of fills you up, but is a plant-based one. Mushrooms as well as a protein substitute for either a main meal item or a snack item, but it's also being thought of for like things in coffee and the like. And as well, there are other plant-based protein substitutes. We're seeing pea protein products. And finally, seed butter, so pumpkin and sunflowers. It's a protein-rich source of an unsaturated, which my doctor tells me unsaturated is the good fat. So that is all sort of things plant-based. And the next one is kind of not only a product, but a general sort of approach. And it's a food waste, and it's ways to reduce the amount of food waste being generated in the system. So this is grocers selling, or chefs and producers and processors finding use for those ugly produce, things that are not aesthetically pleasing, or, you know, the carrots that look like little men that you used to bring out of the garden. They don't always package nicely in mainstream grocers. So you have grocers looking at that, selling those, but you also have chefs offering recipes and cookbooks, presenting tasty ways to use leftovers, those slightly overripe fruits, or those aesthetically unpleasing produce. And the final one I thought to look at was eco-conscious packaging, and that's looking at reducing the amount of packaging. You're kind of seeing this in the news lately with the elimination of the single straws. But how it applies to some food products is, and purchasing the groceries, that there are some stores that are looking at a reusable vegetable bag. So when you go get your produce and you put all your tomatoes in a bag, that you bring that bag and it's a reusable bag. And also looking at alternatives to plastic packaging. So beeswax, and I think they've even talked about edible packaging in the past. So ways of reducing that footprint with your waste. So these are trends that can inform package and product decisions for companies for their coming new year.
Rosalie Cunningham is coordinating researcher with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry.